That's the ever-popular ice cream dirge.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, I forgot to download the music that you had suggested. Shame. Yeah, I'm sorry.
This was an uplifting piece. Great.
Call it tradition. Once again, we ease into the spring-summer sweet treat season by having Jane's Ice Cream join us on the air to share their signature product with us. Jane's Ice Cream was founded by sisters Amy and Jane Keller and Bob Guidobaldi in 1985 in Phoenicia, New York. Amy Keller and Bob Guidobaldi join us to tell us how the business has been this year and, of course, to allow us to taste some of their fantastic flavors. It is great to have you both back. Amy and Bob, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks for the invitation.
And it wouldn't be fun, tasting ice cream without having Ray with us. So, Ray, welcome back.
The more the merrier.
It wouldn't be fun for me anyway, unless I was here. Well, and I'm glad to be here.
The last time you were with us with one of these segments, we were doing the whiskey shots.
Yes.
So it only seems, appropriate.
Really worked out well.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to segue to bourbon pecan, right?
And my drinking buddy, Ray, comes along on all these little adventures.
Ding, ding.
How have you been? How's the ice cream world going?
Well, it's going pretty well. We've been busy, like you said earlier, getting the new flavors. The cold spell spring, gave us time to work in the lab, so to speak. But business is good, and the prospects look good. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. So what does working in the lab mean?
Yeah, that's...
Basically, it means getting down into the workshop and just trying out new recipes and ideas and like that.
We do think about it year round. I must say that we have about 70 flavors. You can see them on the website. Some
janesicecream.com.
Thank you. Some come and go. It's very hard to bury a flavor, though. Which
what do you
means
mean?
It means that you can't keep creating. We have 10 new flavors here this year, right? So how do you get rid of 10 flavors off the old list? How do we? One of the things we're known for is small batch production, which allows us to have a big variety. But it gets to the point where Bob will say, "Amy, we cannot do another one because the freezer space just won't allow it." Mm. So you kind of have to take out some of the old ones and. Everybody
and the customers won't let us.
Right, it's hard to do. So the list grows.
Yeah, I know there's one prominent ice cream manufacturer that has like a graveyard on their website.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
And they put all the flavors that once lived and have now died
in the cemetery.
And and they're in the cemetery. And but it is sad. But do you take requests in the sense of if the I don't know, the rum raisin is really going, and then you sort of retire it, and then people keep on saying, we want the rum raisin, will you,
Yeah, sometimes, there'll be that exact situation, and we have a minimum amount that we make in a batch, so we'll make it. We'll take that request, and then we'll actively sell it. Or Amy will.
Yeah.
And that way.
Flavor of the week. Make it a flavor of the week. And we do take requests. There's a woman at the gym who loves rum raisin, as a matter of fact. And
that's why she's
comes
at the gym.
To me. And I try to. I do. I make it. And then I put a couple of pints aside for her. So if you know me personally, it's an advantage.
Can you do one for me?
Absolutely.
Chocolate, peanut butter, bacon.
Oh, we're doing a bacon
Are
flavor.
You really?
Yes.
We're doing a.
We're on the same...
Lardo.
Lardo, it's called?
Lardo with
Lardo
bacon.
With bacon.
Ew, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chef of the future.
Lardo.
A lot of times the flavors that we create are our own personal tastes. For instance, I brought a pomegranate molasses today because I love cooking with pomegranate molasses. Which and
is that one or two things? I'm sorry.
It's one thing. You reduce down pomegranate juice until it's a syrup.
Until it becomes molasses.
Right.
Okay.
So it's a sweet and sour flavor that's wonderful. And the seduction is toasted sesame seeds because I love sesame seeds with pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds.
What a great idea.
So a lot of times we create the flavors to our own personal taste.
Seduction.
Yeah.
S-E-E-D.
I got it.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
We want to, one of the things before we start tasting ice cream here, One of the things, Ray and I were talking about this earlier, but we go down, when we go in the Hudson Valley and we can find Jane's Ice Cream and you're all over the place, and that's great, good for you. How far do you go out? Like, do you come, like, you're available in the city, I know, but do you come up this far, up the river?
We do. We come, we're actually, we'd like to develop the Capital Region a little more. We've been tending to go south. We do have some accounts in the Berkshires, and New World Albany Restaurant is doing a great job promoting this local ice cream. But for anyone out there who has a lead on an account,
like, or if you want to be a scoop shop and you want to scoop Jane's Ice Cream, then they could go to the website and figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I'll help them. Give me a call.
I'll help them.
Yes.
Ray, we can make some extra money.
Yeah.
Yes, I've already got a lead in my head. We'll talk about it after we go off the air.
Excellent. All right. So let's talk ice cream. Where should we begin? Bourbon Pecan.
Okay, go ahead.
Nice. Mr. Subliminal.
Don't. We did bring some adult flavors today because I remember that you liked it, these adult flavors. So we have the Bourbon Pecan. We have a Prune Armagnac, which I thought we could call Drunken Prune, but it depends on where you're going with that.
This is the Bourbon Pecan.
Okay, right. And where do we put the...
There's a receptacle right here.
I see.
You know, there are kids' flavors and there are adult flavors. We brought the kitchen sink as well, which, you know, you think about your end audience. A lot of times when you go to a scoop shop, it's a special occasion, and you don't want to experiment. You want that tried... your favorite, and you're not going to vary. Like, your wife loves the Killer Chocolate, Joe.
Yeah.
So she's not going to go to a scoop shop and order a weird flavor. But a lot of restaurants, you like it?
Oh, yeah.
The Bourbon Pecan. Mm. A lot of restaurants want some of the odd flavors to go with, let's say, poached pears. So you make a different kind of flavor that you might not find at a scoop shop.
Now, I was told, I think we've talked about this in past segments, but Bob, I was told a long time ago that when you put hooch into ice cream, it's more difficult to freeze. Is that true?
It's not more difficult to freeze. It just has a higher melting point. So sometimes it'll give you a problem in your dipping cabinet.
How's your dipping cabinet, right? How's that looking?
You got to hold it at the holding temperature is a little bit lower than like vanilla, for example. So if you put it in your freezer, freezers will hold it just well.
What's
just
that
fine.
One? Prune. Prune. Now, the alcohol is gone, though, right? I mean,
No, there is alcohol in these.
No.
Let me get some seconds.
You try that and tell me if the alcohol's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. You can reduce the alcohol out as well. It depends on what you're looking for.
So this is prune. Let's see here.
Yeah. It was a prune...
Prune Armagnac?
Armagnac.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, I like that response.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Now, that is...
Ooh. I like.
Good.
Why does the prune work with the Armagnac in the sense of what do we know?
It's a classic, right? It really is.
It is?
Prune Armagnac has been in France since year one.
Okay.
And it was a classic flavor that we decided to... spin into an ice cream.
Okay. So it's not... I guess that was my point. But having it into an ice cream...
A prune compote with...
with brandy.
With brandy, you know, it's a nice flavor.
My mother would make a prune whip and shoot a little bit of brandy into it. And
I don't know why they get such a bad rap, those prunes.
Delicious. You know why.
Well... I think a lot of the dried fruit that we macerate comes out great. This date rose water is another. We've been doing a couple of Mideastern flavors here.
Well, I want to see if Ray likes the rose water date, because I remember not caring
for that. By
the
way, what is the weirdest flavor that you've ever failed with? That you said, this never works.
Uh-oh. Bob?
Yeah, well.
You might have... weird like, flavor.
A flavor that you said, why, this is a bad idea, and it turned out to be a bad idea.
Well, you know...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that when you have sugar and cream, it, you don't often get a total failure.
That's a PR answer.
It's perfect.
Well, yeah, you know.
Wallace was still alive.
No.
What happens?
Bob, what's the flavor?
You always get somebody that likes it.
Right.
Beet dill, for example.
Excuse me?
Beet dill.
Made that for a Russian place.
Made that for a Russian restaurant, and they managed
played
to sell
it. Played for the Detroit Lions during the 70s. Do you remember Beat Dill? He was really good. He was a linebacker.
Borscht, for short.
Yes.
Somebody liked it, right?
Yeah, there were two customers. Two of our customers.
They wanted on their permanent lineup.
They wanted that, yeah. But the rest of our client base is they just kind of ignore it. They say, "Ooh, Beat Dill." It's not. Amy said it. It's got sugar in it. You put sugar in with beets.
And you don't
cream.
Like this?
I don't
like I think this is outstanding.
The rosewater date?
Yes.
Mm. Now, it has a rosy floral component
really
to it. But now, didn't you tell me last time you were here that this is most often served with something, that this is a flavor that you would serve it in a restaurant with something?
It can be. It can go either way, though. I mean, if Ray sees that in a scoop shop, he might just order the...
It's really interesting. Yep. It really tastes like roses.
And you know what they do in scoop shops now. It's almost...
You know how often you want to eat roses.
I like it. I like it.
I want to see if you like this one, Joe, too.
Okay. All right.
The pomegranate molasses. You know, when you go into a scoop shop, it's a great tradition now.
Try seeduction.
Oh, this is the seeds.
Yeah, let me know.
Seeds. Okay. All right, and I'll try the...
No stems in here, though, right?
No.
Okay.
But you can taste, you know, they're...
All right, here we go.
And I'll try the pomegranate molasses, and then we'll switch.
Okay.
Let's try it out.
All right.
So, at least they let you taste in a scoop shop, so you don't have to commit, right? If Joe, you know, you can be open-minded. At least you can taste it and see if you want to go for the whole scoop.
But, Joe, you're right. Some of these are really restaurant material. They serve it with a kind of a cake or a crumpet or something, as opposed to the scoop shops using a lot of it. Yeah. Some of our flavors just lend themselves to restaurant desserts.
How do you like the pomegranate? It's kind of sweet and sour.
It's sweet and sour.
Have you tried this? The seed seduction?
We had it last year, I believe, and I like it.
I love it because it's got some salt to it.
What? Yeah. Right. I love salt and sweet together. Mm-hmm. We do a salty caramel pretzel as well.
There's some... Oh, I love pretzels.
Yeah, and ice cream.
We're talking to Amy Keller and Bob Guidobaldi. They are from Jane's Ice Cream. They join us pretty much every year to talk about ice cream in general, but also to share their wonderful flavors and give us some insights into what it takes to make a great ice cream. Janesicecream.com for more information. And Ray is with us as well, and we're tasting the various ice creams, so you don't have to.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth today. This is unbelievable that you asked me to do this.
Do you like that one, Ray?
I do.
The pomegranate? So, Ray is pretty open-minded here. He hasn't,
so far, you have not failed.
The kitchen sink is a new one. It's chocolate-covered peanuts, chocolate-covered peanut butter cups, chocolate-covered caramel cups, chocolate-covered... It has everything but the kitchen sink
check,
in it.
Please.
You guys,
now you're talking.
Yeah, you might like that. It's a good kid's flavor.
Whoa,
it has the chocolate covered pretzels in it as well.
Whoa.
It's got everything.
Right. This
again, the seduction is amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you like that.
See, really sour element to the pomegranate.
Yes.
It's nice.
With the sweet. It's kind of a juxtaposition.
I would put that on some pound cake, maybe.
Well, everything's good on pound cake, right?
What?
They have a lot of pound cake at the Graff household, do
you?
No. But they're going to get some.
But pretty much anything, you could just say, put that on pound cake.
Yes. That's true.
Brisket.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, the apricot orange blossom is another... I think Ray's going to like it. Joe may not.
So no, far,
I think Joe's going to like that one, too.
Why would Joe not like this?
Because he didn't like the rose water. No, he didn't like the floral note of the rose water.
Right, what was that?
This apricot orange
different.
Blossom.
Mm, okay.
Okay, now I see the orange.
We're getting ahead of Joe here.
No, here's the kitchen sink for Ray. There's that.
And that's
just here's your spoon. Don't lose that. You're going to need
mercy sakes.
For future
it's getting
future
confusing.
And that was pomegranate molasses. We're going to put that one to rest.
Hey, you think we should get an... do a poll out there for an election flavor.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Don't you think?
Got to put bologna in it.
I was wondering. That's a good idea.
Well said, Joe.
Is that going to be the name of it? Come out in September. Bologna. Bacon and bologna.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you can have fun.
Lunch meats. Sounds do a whole you. Thing on lunch meats.
I don't know how those would go over.
Well, elephant, you know, donkeys, there's a lot to work from.
They are putting some, they've run out of ideas. They're starting to put some pretty odd things in ice cream. You know, the blue cheese, the Roquefort with poached pear.
What?
Yeah. You say there's nothing new under the sun. Well.
But who would eat that?
Well, a lot of the restaurateurs are looking for different things that can be highlighted on their menu. You might not find it in a scoop shop, but we do have a lot of customers that have very creative dessert menus, restaurants.
The kitchen sink is the greatest thing ever.
You like that.
The apricot orange blossom is amazing.
Good.
Okay, That's really good. I like that.
That I didn't care for that much.
No, really.
Isn't that odd? Because yeah. I like the rose.
One man, one vote.
Interesting.
Maybe that would be the election flavor.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
There you go. I like the apricot. And I like apricot anyway, but I like the orange. Okay.
We do a good job with this one. We make the dulce de leche, and I think it's one of the better ones around.
I agree.
I think you might have to end up with this pink grapefruit sorbet. We did bring the palate.
Is that the cleansing?
Yes.
Yes. There you go. This is okay. Ray is now trying the dulce de leche. And
as long as I don't have to say it.
No, that's my job.
Okay. Boy, it looks rich.
Mm. Okay, now what is that? I mean, that's really good, but it tastes almost like marshmallow.
It's caramelly.
Dulce de leche is a Latino dessert. It's all over Mexico, America. South America, Central America.
But the texture is different than traditional ice cream.
Yes, it's because the dulce de leche with sweet cream is the way that translates out. And when you cook it down, into a really caramelly substance. It's really thick. It goes from a liquid milk substance to a nice dark caramel.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. All right, and then we're going to end with the pink grapefruit sorbet. That is our palate cleanser.
Sounds like the bourbon segment.
Too much. The bourbon pecan.
We do a lot of sorbets. We get they're all fresh fruit. It's not like water ice, which is a lot of artificial flavor in water. But we get the real fruit. And
I can imagine it's not particularly cheap to make a gallon of real ice cream.
Well, I was just going to say it's not, and you would be surprised about the sorbet. I mean, fruit, just because this is really mostly fruit, and it's pureed fruits. Also, not even though water is the base as opposed to cream, it turns out to be almost more because you're using so much fruit. The raspberry, the blackberry, mango, we do a number of flavors.
This is better than any pink grapefruit I've ever had. I mean, this is amazing.
You mean,
thank you.
I mean, than a real pink grapefruit.
Yeah.
This is better. Like, if you take a pink grapefruit and you take a little bit of sweetener, and by that I mean sugar, and you put that over, this is better than that.
Oh, that's good.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is a palate cleanser. I guess still can't say that either, Ray. Palate cleanser.
Just go with the flow.
All right.
Segment's almost over.
Yeah, try that. That's good.
It's your dairy-free option. You can feel virtuous when you have a sorbet. Yeah.
Mm. You must be proud doing it's art, really, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun because it pleases people.
Yeah.
I mean, I got more 6-year-olds that love me and after they taste the ice cream, the beard kind of puts them off.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, you like the grapefruit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Now
that's got a little bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now and you wouldn't think of that, nor would I think of really going a sorbet route at a scoop shop. But I love that. That's really good.
Yeah, and a lot of restaurants put a three together in a sampler. They look beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, the bright yellow of the mango with the pink of the grapefruit and a red raspberry.
You know, that's a lovely concept, but man, that sounds good when you order it, but then when you get it and they're like, it's size of an ice cube. And it's not a lot.
No.
You know what I mean? And it's like $7 and you get three different flavors and you think, huh.
Yeah.
Where's the rest?
It's hard to make a living. you know, in the restaurant business. Yeah. It's,
no, I know. Yep. I know. But
just defending the, we having been in the business for so long.
No, but it's sorbet that you're talking about, and I agree with that. You know, it's hard to pay $7 for three little
marbles.
Yes.
You know, a couple bites each of each flavor. It's like
using a melon baller.
As opposed to a nice, rich, creamy ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in that camp.
How is coconut doing? I'm a big fan of coconut.
We brought you the coconut almond joy. As a matter of fact, it's in the top four.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. Killer chocolate, vanilla, cappuccino, Kahlua Calypso.
Are you a coconut fan?
Love coconut.
Yeah, well, here, let's end with this one.
Okay. All right.
We have about four coconut flavors. We have a Thai coconut.
Yeah. Ooh.
It has toasted coconut and peanuts and help me
turmeric.
Out. Turmeric. Turmeric, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, is that good? You've had this.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not really surprised.
Well, no. This
is one of our best sellers.
They were nice enough to bring that for me because they know I love it.
Along with the bourbon pecan.
Yeah, very nice.
I kind of remembered that one.
Well, look, Jane's Ice Cream is in Kingston, New York. For more information, you can visit their website. It's janesicecream.com, janesicecream.com. Amy Keller and Bob Guidobaldi, they join us each year to tell us about the very cool flavors that they've been working on and what it's like to spend time in the lab, if you will, and the fruits of their labors. And as we transition from spring to summer and get ready for our summer season coming up at the end of this month, Jane's Ice Cream is in Kingston. They scoop all over the place. You can find out more by going to janesicecream.com. If you have ideas for an election flavor, you can contact them at that website as well. Amy and Bob, it is always a lovely, lovely, lovely opportunity to see you. And I thank you very, very much for being with us.
Thanks again, Joe. Always
yes, Joe. You're welcome, and thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Raymond, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I talk eating.